I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Tonight, Barack Obama accepts the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, and he will do so before a crowd of more than 70,000 supporters at the Broncos football stadium in Denver. Many more will follow Obama's historic speech from afar, both here in the United States and around the globe. Foreign policy and national security concerns have featured large in this presidential campaign, and Obama is sure to address them in his speech. Today, in fact, some of the candidate's advisors spoke to international visitors in Denver about what an Obama foreign policy would look like. The World's Matthew Bell was there, and I know that you just came from this panel chock full of the Obama campaign's foreign policy advisors. You listened to them talk about what Barack Obama's foreign policy priorities would be. Who was there, and what was their message?
Well, the message was boiled down to Barack Obama is someone who has thought long and hard about U.S. foreign policy and national security. A good way to set up the tone of this, Lisa, is to listen to a couple of questions that Anthony Lake asked to open up the panel. He's the former national security advisor to President Clinton. Here's what he had to say.
Is the United States more secure today than it was at the turn of the century? Are our allies more secure than they were? Is there greater peace in the world than there was at the turn of the century? Is our planet healthier than it was at the turn of the century? And the answer, obviously, to all of those questions is no.
Essentially, Lisa, the theme of the panel here was to talk about how Barack Obama's grand strategic vision for U.S. foreign policy and national security is very different from the Bush administration's. Now, this wasn't sort of a politicized Bush-bashing fest with these folks, and I should say that the panel included a couple of foreign policy heavyweights from the Clinton administration, Greg Craig, Susan Rice. There was Adam Smith, who's a U.S. representative in Washington. This comment from Gail Smith speaks to that point. She was an advisor to President Clinton. Here's what she had to say.
We've heard a lot over the last 8 years, and I think our primary message to the rest of the world has been about what we're against. This is a man who starts with what we're for, and he talks often about a vision of our common security and our common humanity, and a world in which we have a majority of capable states marching in unison towards a set of common goals.
Did they tackle and articulate what an Obama presidency would do about how to combat terrorism?
It's interesting. They say the specifics are in the grand strategy, and they argue that Obama has talked a lot about specifics in the 6 or 8 major foreign policy speeches that he's given. Now, on terrorism, a couple of specifics came up. Representative Smith, I mentioned, said that Obama would approach this 2 ways. One, there would be direct action. That's getting the bad guys, like special operations types of things, and using the military. And then on the other side, as Smith again accused the Bush administration of being one-sided, said that Obama would not just use direct action, but indirect action, use diplomacy, and work on common security with America's partners.
And were there any other areas where the foreign policy advisors to Barack Obama were specific on how his administration would handle a particular crisis?
Yes, Iran came up, and an Obama administration, according to the advisors, would immediately begin a serious process of engagement on Iran's nuclear program with U.S. allies. And that process would be sitting down with U.S. allies and figuring out, okay, what does Iran have to do specifically, and then drawing up a specific list of consequences if Iran didn't agree to that. And what struck me was that one of the advisors said that Obama, during his recent trip to Europe, actually sat down with European leaders and started talking about what he would hope to see in terms of consequences for Iran in that process.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from the Democratic Convention in Denver, The World's Matthew Bell. Thanks, Matthew.
All right, Lisa.